dream the other night that, well, I didn't understand. A figure walked in through the mist with a flintlock in his hand. His clothes were torn and dirty as he stood there by my bed. He took off his three-cornered hat, and speaking low to me, he said, "We fought a revolution to secure our liberty. We wrote the Constitution as a shield from tyranny. For future generations, this legacy we gave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. The freedoms we secured for you, we'd hoped you'd always keep. But tyrants labored endlessly while your parents were asleep. Your freedom's gone, your courage lost, you're no more than a slave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. You buy permits to travel and permits to own a gun, permits to start a business or to build a place for one. On land that you believe you own, you pay a yearly rent, although you have no voice in saying how the money's spent. Your children must attend a school that doesn't educate, and your Christian values can't be taught according to the state. You read about the current news in a regulated press, and you pay a tax you do not owe to please the IRS. Your money is no longer made of silver nor of gold. You trade your wealth for paper so your life can be controlled. You pay for crimes that make our nation turn from God in shame. You've taken Satan's number. You've traded in your name. You've given government control to those who do you harm so they could burn down churches and seize the family farm and keep our country deep in debt. Put men of God in jail. Harass your fellow countrymen while corrupted courts prevail. Your public servants don't uphold the solemn oaths they've sworn. And your daughters visit doctors so their children won't be born. Your leaders send artillery and guns to foreign shores and send your sons to slaughter fighting other people's wars. Can you regain the freedoms for which we fought and died? Or don't you have the courage or the faith to stand with pride? And are there no more values for which you'll fight to save? Or do you wish your children to live in fear and be a slave? Oh, sons of the Republic, arise, take a stand. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Preserve our great republic and each God-given right. And pray to God to keep the torch of freedom burning bright. As I awoke, he'd vanished in the mist from whence he came. His words were true. We are not free, but we have ourselves to blame. For even now, as tyrants trample each God-given right, we only watch and tremble, too afraid to stand and fight. If he stood by your bedside in a dream while you were asleep and wondered what remains of the freedoms he'd fought to keep, what would be your answer if he called out from the grave? Is this still the land of the free and home of the brave? God bless you, and God bless this republic.
Okay, welcome back. This is Fred Smart. We're at the end of the week, and our special guest for this hour is Casey Lee Cobb, founder of Show the Law and Show Ed the Law. Also, openyourmindseye.blogspot.com. Elaine is on. Casey's on. It's a beautiful day here in the Midwest. We'll be talking about the developments over the last week. Casey has been putting up some incredible information on these sites. Elaine, hi. How are you?
Hi, Fred. Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Casey, are you on?
Yeah. Hi, Fred. Hi, Elaine.
Hi, Casey.
Hey. Okay, we have a lot to talk about today. Casey, you've been really following this story very, very, very closely. Appreciate your... We'll get some callers later on. We'll be right back.
Rally around the flag, boys, rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside, gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
flag, boys, rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside, gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
We have on with us this hour is our special guest, Casey Cobb, Casey Lee Cobb. He's the founder of Show the Law and Show Ed the Law. Also, Open Your Mind's Eye. Thanks for coming on, Casey. And Elaine, you're on. And Casey, you have been very insightful in placing, posting, communicating, really very direct information about Ed and Elaine's position. And I'd like to have this show focused on a phrase, now is the time. You wrote in a post just today, yesterday, can you imagine the events of this picture unfolding, the picture on your website of helicopters and assault vehicles and high a B-52 Stratofortress. I mean, the whole thing is like a scene from hell of them basically taking Ed and Elaine out. And this is just something that we can't imagine in our worst nightmare. But yet, it's, as you said, it's not that far-fetched. We've seen what happened at Waco. We saw what happened at Ruby Ridge. And what you've said here is that you're telling us now is the time to make a stand for the truth, a stand for our Constitution. And the appeal you're making is, how can you help? How can we all get involved? So with that, if you could engage Elaine and the listeners in this manner, I'm going to kind of pass the baton to you, and I appreciate what you're doing, and thanks for coming on.
Sure thing, Fred. A couple things I wanted to point out first to just kind of recap some of the week's events. The initial report from WMUR when Josh Davis had said that the result of the phone calls were all for something police say never happened. Okay, that was by the words of Josh Davis from WMUR New Hampshire. All right. And then when you looked at after I reported on the stand down, which they never mentioned in that initial report, there was a couple excuses that the police had. They had, first excuse was that it never happened, and the second excuse was that it was never reported. Okay, but when the police learned of the evidence from the 8-hour marathon show that Torn Wolf did, of numerous callers after caller calling in and saying that. They said that nothing was happening, and essentially the police were stonewalling and denying that it ever happened. Okay? So we've got proof that they denied it, that it never happened. We've got proof from WMUR where the reporter Josh Davis said that it was all for police say that it never happened. Okay? And WMUR has not retracted that statement. I don't believe that they will be retracting that statement either. Okay? So after that was pointed out, the police had the opportunity to go ahead and do another report with WMUR where the excuse changed. They got rid of the first excuse, which was it never happened, and the second excuse that it was never reported. Actually, they used both of those in combination with it was not safe for officers. Okay? So now they're saying it's not safe. It's not that it didn't happen, but it's not safe. And we have witnesses who can state that they didn't hear gunshots. Okay, well, I mean, I've got a question for your audience. It's actually more of a riddle. If a tree were to fall in the middle of the woods and no one was there to hear it except for Ed and Elaine Brown, then does it make a sound? Mm-hmm. Okay? I'm just saying that it's silly to say that you have witnesses who can testify or people that didn't hear something happen. If there was a murder, okay, would police be looking for witnesses who didn't see it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good point, yeah.
It's very upsetting to me. So, what I'm saying is now is the time. Each and every one of you out there in the listening audience, you've been put on this earth and blessed and or acquired with certain talents, skills, and abilities in which you can help out the cause.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We've seen what happened with 9/11. We've seen the cover-up, the massive media cover-up. Okay? And we can't let these types of things happen. We are funding this with tax dollars. If you pay your income tax, then you're getting what you paid for, and that's a lot of false flag terrorism and police state activities and American empire. Okay? I mean, we are responsible for this. If we're going to continue to pay for it, we're going to continue to receive it. So that's why it's very, very important that we support Ed and Elaine Brown, we support the tax honesty movement, we support 9/11 truth, and we do it in the ways that we're capable of. Not everybody can run a website. Only some people are cut out for that. Not everybody is an outdoorsman. But if you are an outdoorsman, you could be an outdoorsman over at Edmund Lane Brown's house. You could possibly get your camping gear and camp out over there for a week or so. You know, tell your friends and neighbors that they can camp out over there too. You know, I mean, we have to come together on this, and we have to take action now, because if we don't, the picture in that scenario, which was done by David Dees, he's one of the best political artists out there.
Yeah.
The best, in my opinion. You can see his website at deesillustration.com. That's D-E-E-S. Okay, well, he drew that picture up, and it's not meant to be a scare tactic. Well, I mean, yeah. It is, but it's reality. Okay? The fear is based on fact from evidence that we have seen in the past at Ruby Ridge. What was it, 200 officers, and a group of 200 people in SWAT gear to take a family of five or so?
Yeah.
And then you have Waco, they brought tanks. Okay? So, yeah the picture is a little bit far-fetched, but we don't know. They keep on ratcheting it up every time. So the people need to come together, and we need to make a stand. We need to help out in whatever way possible.
Elaine, I don't know if you've been able to see this on the Internet, but this illustration is a picture of your house with, in the forefront on the left is your mailbox with a very nice country-looking Ed and Elaine Brown with a sunflower on one side and some flowers, and then right to the right of your mailbox are two IRS agents in full battle gear with scoped rifles aimed at your house. And then right in your house, there's a ladder going up, and about 6, 7, 8 of these assault riot guys are trying to get inside your house. And on the left, there's some more guys. There are 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 helicopters in the air, maybe 7, a B-52 Stratofortress, even one of those V. I don't know, what is that one jet that flies over radar and you can't detect it? What are those called?
Stealth
fighter. And it's got a big banner of Aaron Russo's America Freedom to Fascism, and down below that is showedthelaw.com and then the American flag. So, did a nice job.
Yeah, David
Dees. Lord.
He's a very talented artist.
Just like Waco, yeah.
Yeah, very, very realistic, yeah. But yeah. We're having this discussion. So that we're bringing not to attract the negative, but by talking this out, by being open, and having Casey and all of us, I guess we don't want this to happen. That's why the show is going on.
Right. Well, so sometimes exaggeration is necessary to bring a point home. Mm-hmm. But as Casey was saying, people coming to help out and everything, by helping us, they're helping themselves. I can't say it often enough. This is not just Ed and Elaine. This is not just the IRS issue. This is this country's future. It is your future, your children, your grandchildren's future. They will either live free or they will live on their knees as slaves.
And Elaine,
it's up to us. Yeah.
And Elaine is exactly right. If you don't want to do it for the purposes of Ed and Elaine Brown, do it for the purpose of your children and your grandchildren and your grandchildren's children. Because if we don't make a stand right now, and if we don't stop this potentiality from happening, okay, I mean, we can sit there and let destiny manifest, or we can manifest our destiny, okay? And we have to become an integral part of this. Just like if we take lessons from that group that visited Ed and Elaine Brown, that very nice group, We Are Change, and Luke Radowski, okay, we have to be the change. Okay, we can't sit and yearn for it. We can't sit and wait for it. We can't sit and want for it. We have to be the change. Okay,
right.
And We Are Change is not just for 9/11 truth. It's for 9/11 truth. It's for tax honesty. It's for everything that America is about.
Right,
it's for the
right.
Constitution.
The, right, and their choice of a name for their organization is just excellent because we are change.
Definitely.
We are change or we are slaves.
Definitely, and we should also recognize that today is a day. Now, just to give you guys an idea of how powerful change is in New York City, mm-hmm. today is the day that they passed that law that's outlawing cameras and photographers on the street unless you go
oh
and get a
God.
Permit and have $500,000 or either $1 million or $500,000 in liability insurance. This is a pre-9/11 assault on your First Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Did they pass it, Casey?
It goes into effect today.
They've already passed it and it goes into effect today?
Yeah.
Is this just New York? What is this?
This is just New York, and I have a feeling that it's directly because of the results of We Are Change, because they've been confronting people like David Rockefeller, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and major leaders within the New World Order.
Giuliani
as well.
Okay, hang on, Casey. Hang on, Aline. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Rally around the flag, boys. Rally once again. Shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside. Gather from the plain. Shouting the battle cry of freedom. The flag boys rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Okay, we're back with Casey and Lee Cobb and Elaine Brown. Elaine, Casey, we have a quick administrative thing we'd like to do right now. Art Pollock, the trucker, we're trying to get a gentleman to get a ride from the Richmond Airport, and he's going to be driving the Granny Warriors van all the way out to Iowa. And, Art, go ahead. Just an appeal, real quick.
Well, Fred, I just got a phone call. We found somebody, but I do appreciate you letting me put that out here. And if it's a point, if you can give Casey my phone number off the air, I'd appreciate it. I'd like to talk to him.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right.
What Art's done is Art is actually is flying this gentleman who has volunteered to drive the van, the big Freedom Wagon van, all the way from North Carolina, Virginia, all the way to Ames, Iowa, over the next couple few days, and the van's going to be parked in a very strategic location right there at the Hilton Coliseum, where some 40,000 numbers of people will be gathered for the straw poll on August 10, 11. So thanks a lot, Art. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Fred.
All right. So getting back, Casey, continue with the train of thought. You and Elaine, and I'm just going to kind of let you guys kind of have the floor here because, Casey, what you're doing is you're bringing up some really interesting points. You're putting them out there in a very professional way on the web. And, again, you said everybody has different skills, different things that they can do, but we need to rally around to support not just for Ed and Elaine's purpose, but for all of us because we're all connected in this process.
Right, that's correct, Fred. And so I just want to clarify something real quick too. A lot of people experience a cognitive dissonance when they come into contact with words like New World Order or Illuminati or however you want to call it. But one thing that you cannot deny is the word globalism. Okay, if you can't accept Illuminati, if you can't accept New World Order, you better be able to accept the idea of globalism and how it's there to usurp national sovereignty and individual rights, okay? You're mm-hmm. not going to have it with globalism, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you have any questions about it or you need to understand or you've been trying to figure out how is this stuff real, well, just go online, go to C-SPAN and find the Pentagon's new map where Thomas P.M. Barnett speaks about the Pentagon's new map, and you'll realize how serious they are about eroding and totally decimating your inalienable rights. unalienable rights.
Tell us a little bit. What's the new map about? Go ahead.
Well, the Pentagon's new map, it's a big-time globalist, Thomas P.M. Barnett. He is a military strategist, okay, and he goes in-depth about, I mean, there's this map in the middle of the world that they just pretty much want to go into and dominate, non-industrialized nations or places they consider to be failed states. I mean, it's beyond words. I mean, you have to really see it to understand it. But it's when you realize it and you watch it, you'll realize how scary it is, how big the plans are. Okay, and they can't accomplish any of this if Americans have liberty.
Yep.
And
if national governments can become as tyrannical as they have been, just think what a global government will be like when there's no one or there's nothing to challenge it. My gosh, that's about as I don't want to be around for it. That's for sure.
Elaine is exactly right, because the reason we need to keep separate from everything, we need a Mexico, we need a U.S., and we need a Canada, and we need them separately, and then we need the local states and jurisdictions. We need
right.
it all separate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The reason we need it separate is because then the local people can make sure that the representatives are accountable, okay? But if you imagine a North American Union like they're trying to put together, Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. all being one, well, how are we supposed to hold them accountable? We don't even know who them are.
Right.
I mean...
Right. Wait, when you have just one entity to deal with, it's much easier to control than if you have a multitude of smaller entities. Because then you've no head to hit at. So,
exactly. Well, so, I mean, some of the biggest hopes right now out there, actually the only hopes left right out there right now are people like Ed and Elaine Brown, 9/11 Truth, and potentially Ron Paul. You know, if these fail, if all these fail or any of these fail, I don't know if we have a chance, folks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I really don't.
Well, we have to be together. We have to be with God, and we know we are righteous. And we just pray and we fight that right will win in the long run. It has to, otherwise there's just no hope.
Definitely. Just, Ed and Elaine Brown are taking the right stand. They are righteous. There is no law. The police won't provide the law. They've been asking for the law for over 5-10 years now, okay? Mm-hmm. Repeatedly denied. Denied over and over and over again. Denied due process in court. And we can't stand for it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay, we'll be right back with Casey Lee Cobb and Elaine. Hopefully take a few calls in the second half hour.
Rally round the flag, boys, rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside, gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom. The flag boys rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside, gather from the plain.
Okay, we're
shouting
back.
Shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Casey Lee Cobb and Elaine Brown and myself, we're continuing this discussion. Casey, I'm gonna. There's a gentleman who gave me the definition of the word government. Just this morning, we had a little gathering this morning. He said, government is the conduct managed by people for their servants. Government is the conduct, the conduct arranged by people for their servants. So all government, by definition, the people who are inside government are our servants. And good government is where that conduct is arranged, and we're responsible as a people for that arrangement. That's what the Constitution is for, and what we're witnessing here is a totally out-of-control experience where it's no longer good government. This is bad government.
Mm-hmm.
Their conduct is not being arranged because we, the people, are not holding their feet to the fire. We are not
exactly.
making the stand.
Right.
That's correct.
Right.
Government has forgotten its place as servant to the people and has decided to become a master, okay? And government is a minority, okay? It's a minority. The people are the majority, and all we have to do is rein it in. But you can't expect change and want change without being the change.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's got their own skill sets. Everybody's got their own levels. And to people that are skillful at a trade or something, that enjoy it, okay, they like to do it. They enjoy doing it. They enjoy doing it to help people out. So all you got to mm-hmm. do is ask yourself, what are you good at? How can mm-hmm. you contribute?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody has a unique talent, a unique skill. And that goes for, I mean, we have 300 million people in this country. And the vast majority of them are, you know, God-fearing, good people. They are not getting the truth about what Ed and Elaine are standing for, what this situation is all about. If it wasn't for the internet and a few of these little blogs and people blogging about this, this would not be, and this shows like this would be a totally lost, hidden, dark cause that could have been.
I hate to even imagine what
could have happened. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, between the new media and the internet, I like the term the new media better than alternative media. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's like real medicine and alternative medicine. Well, you know, that's been flip flopped. It mm-hmm. should be the other way around. Yeah. So you know what? I just had a thought, kind of a little different topic here, but you know, one of the issues of Ed and mine regarding the situation is the jurisdiction issue, the federal jurisdiction issue.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a thought that if there was some way to get Larry Becraft on the show today, because he has done a magnificent treatise on jurisdiction that he has up on his website, and for him to talk about that to your audience would be really, I think, really enlightening to a lot of people. Yeah. So, anyway, just thought it throughout.
Definitely.
Sure.
I don't know if you can get a hold of him today or if there's a way you can get a hold of him.
Yeah, we could, probably not today, but next week, definitely we could make that work. Also, Elaine, just for your information, there are a lot of people very interested in trying to, you know, set the stage for another gathering, another event.
Which
would include maybe some advertising, maybe mm-hmm. a meeting, a gathering, not only at your house, but downtown Plainfield or in south of Lebanon. But, I mean, we can envision getting Tommy Cryer up there, Larry Becraft up there, doing a public press conference. And, you know, because this is what we're all trying to do. We're trying to bring information, bring the truth. I mean, We the People Foundation for Constitutional Education has done an incredible job documenting all this information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have.
And I think you would agree that if they would just answer those questions that the foundation has put out there, the key is once they concede that they have to answer We the People, it's over.
Right.
It's just the concession that they are the servants and we're the masters. Mm. That's basically all we're talking about here.
Yes, absolutely.
There's nothing really complex about it. We're the masters, and you are the government, and the people who work inside government are the servants. Yeah. And the concession is, as a result of that relationship, you have to answer to us, mm-hmm. not the other way around.
Right.
Another thing that you pointed out to me, Fred, was the noticing that the union leader would not post positive comments about Ed and Elaine Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the reason this kind of stuff is happening, like the extra report from WMUR, the suppression of positive comments, is because we are winning this war, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The people, largely the people are in support of Ed and Elaine Brown, and largely the people want the government to show Ed and Elaine Brown the law that makes them liable to pay an income tax,
mm-hmm.
okay? But they're failing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they have to conduct this psychological warfare somebody coming onto the Browns' property, shooting off 30 to 40 rounds to try to stir the people up and make us respond so that they can try and portray us in the media as being a nuisance, rabble-rousing mm-hmm. crowd of crazies or whatever they want to think that we are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But the fact
that
you know,
Casey, nothing happened. Nothing happened, Casey.
What's that?
I heard that nothing happened.
Nothing happened, did you?
It just amazed me that people who were not here could testify that nothing happened. You know, as you said earlier today.
Oh, exactly. If federal agents insist that neighbors heard no gunfire or commotion, isn't that similar to saying that the gunshots never happened because we have witnesses who didn't hear it?
Right, yeah. Of course, we're remotely... No one else would have heard them anyway.
Casey and Elaine, I think I told you this, Casey, yesterday or the day before, but in my conversation with the head of new media over at the Union Leader, the gentleman who does screen and either allow the posting of positive or negative comments, you know, he said the same line that the chief of police in Plainfield said. He said nothing happened. And I said, well, how do you know nothing happened? He says, well, we've been around... we've been around Plainfield far longer than Ned and Elaine Brown, and we know that nothing happened because we know the truth about who these people are that live around them, and we just happen to know that. I said,
Wow.
you're going to deny the reports, you're going to deny the witnesses, you're going to deny under penalty of perjury the experiential documentation of hearing and seeing.
And your experience is very similar to Danny Riley's experience when he called up WMUR directly and say, I heard it, I was a witness to it, and they hung up on him.
Right.
Okay, hung up on him. Okay.
Yep. Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry, but this is very, very frustrating to me. This is just coming face to face.
Thank goodness for the new media. That's all I can say. Thank goodness for new media and the Internet.
Yep, and anybody else out there, if you have a popular website, put a link up to one of the Ed and Elaine Brown sites, any one of them, or create one yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, be the change, or go down to Ed and Elaine's, camp out there. Okay, we've got
Casey
to take action now.
Casey and Elaine, this is an idea that I heard through Art Pollock. It came from Dave Von Kleist on his Power Hour show that Art was listening to. And the idea is very simple. We need to have somebody from the new media there on the property of Ed and Elaine's, on the property, in the house or whatever, on an ongoing daily basis with the proper tools, the proper cell phone, whatever, to report on the truth and have
right.
that rotating maybe every week or every few days or whatever it is. But have somebody from the new media. And each time that we report on this, you know, what part of the media are you from? Are you from the new media that wants to report transparently the issues regarding Ed and Elaine and this whole situation, or are you on the other side of the fence? Are you from the old controlled media where you cannot really report on the truth, where you're told from a higher power, higher level that you are not to report the truth of the situation? So I think we need to know, what side of the fence are you on? Are you with us, or are you with the terrorists? Just like George Bush said, are you with we the people, or are you with the terrorists?
Start thinking in terms
just
of...
Let us know. Let us know what side of the line. You're either with us, or you're with the terrorists. And start using the word terrorist and apply it to... I mean, I'm witnessing this picture here is a picture of terrorism being manifested. I mean, these are terrorist acts that are being done.
Treasonous for sure.
Treasonous terrorist acts.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, but people, the general population who reads the news media versus the new media, are going to hear us use the word terrorist, and they're going to be like, "What are they talking about?" But treasonous. I mean, well, I don't know. Whatever works. I mean, different people have to be spoken to in different ways in order to drive a point home. But definitely, I mean, we have to take action now. Now is the time. There is no other time but now. Everything happens in this present moment.
And Casey, going kind of pushing off till next week, we talked about this on one of your earlier shows, but Casey, where Ed and Elaine are living right now is the last one half, 50% of the last state in the union that counts votes the old-fashioned way, using paper ballots exclusively. Okay? Every one of the other 49 and a half states, including half of New Hampshire, use these Diebold machines or one of the other four manufacturers that are basically used to steal our vote from us, from we the people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Aren't wasn't there some legislation going out about that where they were trying to stop it, or they did stop it? Or
There's legislation, House legislation 811, but basically it's a fraud. All they're going to do is provide a paper receipt. It doesn't mean they'll sequester paper and get rid of the machines. It just means that you'll get a receipt, but we can count it whatever way we want. Because they can have an internal count, and they can have an external count that says one thing and an internal count that says another. And your receipt could be just sitting out there in left field.
Yeah,
and this whole illusion that we have two parties, this bipartisanship, and the red, the blue, Democrats, Republicans, conservative, liberal, red and blue, it's not red and blue, it's what do you get when you put them together? It's purple. Okay, it's one party. We have one party.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't matter.
They are working collectively to take our liberties away from us.
Right, absolutely.
Except for the rare exceptions, like Ron Paul. I mean, he's got a voting record that we can examine that we know he has not faltered on the Constitution.
Well, we are there are people gathering from all over the country, Casey, and they're heading to Ames this week, and we're going to have a gathering of some hopefully 100 to 200 people wearing these yellow T-shirts, Vote in Sunshine, wearing these big straw hats like Mexican straw sombrero hats with sunflowers attached to it, and just really camp it up and do a lot of video exposés and just kind of paint that same picture. If you use these machines, if you endorse these machines, you are against we the people. If you are using paper, open to the light of day, counted the old-fashioned way where people can monitor and check and make sure, then you are with we the people. So I think people all across the board have to say enough is enough. As you say, now is the time. Let's just go back to basics, go back to the stand of every single individual can, as you say, Casey, have a talent, have a skill, and make a huge difference. We are the change.
Well, the people don't endorse those machines. I mean, the only things that endorse those machines are the corporations and their subsidiaries that they're owned by. They actually own those machines.
Yeah,
they're the only ones who care about the machines because they own them. And
yeah.
Then they're bought and paid for. I mean, all you got to do is watch movies.
What would we suggest as a course of action here? Would we advise people to boycott the machines, don't use machines, bring in pencils and pieces of paper, and just manually write in the candidate that you're voting for and drop it on the table? I don't know if that would work.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've lost total faith in the system.
What we're trying, all we could do, Elaine, is have volunteers. We're going to have about 20,000, 30,000 pamphlets, flyers passed out about necessity to educate and stop using the machines. But the second thing is we will have people actually signing, taking down petitionings, name and numbers. You know, in the event that there is a question, would you sign an affidavit to the effect that you did vote for Ron Paul or did vote for Mitt Romney or whatever?
We're talking exit polls.
Exit polls, yeah.
Definitely. Yep, and just, I mean, we've had two elections stolen already, okay? And the worst things possible that you can ever imagine happen in those 8 years, all right? Another election stolen, I don't understand. If we have one more election stolen from us, then there's just no more faith in the voting process whatsoever. There's very little faith in it now, if any.
I know, I don't have any.
Right, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who don't vote anymore because they say, what's the point?
Yep.
Not only is the vote stolen, but whoever gets in, it doesn't really matter anymore because they're all the same.
But there is a positive side to everything, and the one positive side that I can see to voting would be, all right, then you're in the system, okay, they're going to use you for jury duty, and you can hang juries when it's about an unconstitutional case.
Well, that's in states where they use the voter list for jury Here in New Hampshire, it goes by driver's license.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't know that.
Well, Elaine, what's going on there? Give us a little color. What's happening?
Absolutely nothing. It's a delightful, warm, summer, peaceful day. Friends have dropped by. We've had some nice conversations.
I heard there were Germany reporters there.
What was that? Monday? Might have been Monday. Two people came down, a man and a woman. I think he is an independent. He's based out of New York. She flew in from Germany to do our story and two other stories in other parts of the eastern part of the country. And so they were kind of going around doing three different stories, and then she was going back to Germany.
Are they new media or news media?
No, I'm afraid they're OCM.
old controlled media.
Old controlled media,
That'll be interesting. I guess it'll still be interesting because it's out of the country, so.
So sometimes you can get a little different spin on it from a different country.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds good. We'll be right back to close out the show. Hopefully take a couple callers.
Shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside, gather from the plain. Shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally round the flag, boys, rally once again. Shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside, gather
Casey
from
Lee
the
Cobb
plain.
And Elaine Brown. Elaine, I just learned this just today. RBN is not broadcasting shortwave anymore, and we used to be broadcast all over the world via shortwave, and a lot of people like Art were able to listen in. And if you have not been supporting RBN, hopefully, my God, I mean, to get this voice across shortwave is almost like a necessity, not just for Ed and Elaine, but for all of us. So it's really important. I don't know what the status. I really just heard this right off the cuff.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's huge. Shortwave. I know the shortwave bill is very, very expensive. I'm not exactly sure what the total cost is per month.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But they I don't know how many providers they can possibly choose from, but guys like Art and others who have shortwave receivers all across the country could just turn those things on, and they could hear you and I and Casey every day of the week at this time. So right now we're no longer broadcasting on shortwave.
Oh, that's nasty. That's too bad.
Yeah. So maybe there's some way that another outlet that does have shortwave could team up with RBN and show a sign of mutual support to at least maybe do this 1 hour, and maybe for the sake of the larger cause, as you say, Casey, somebody's got a. I know of somebody down in Georgia. I'll call. He's got a 6, 7, 8 radio stations around the country. Maybe he would throw in his help behind this.
Mm.
That's right. If people out there have the equipment and they can donate to the cause of supporting Ed and Elaine Brown by restreaming this on shortwave, it would be definitely appreciated.
So this is a sort of an appeal. If you've got any talents, any skills, any resources in this area, please leave a comment on the on showthelaw.com or the Quest for Fair Trial blog. Or just go to RBN, call them up and call to the operator. Kenny is on the board, or ask for John Statmiller. The more we can share. I mean, Dave Von Kleist, Alex Jones. I mean, all these networks, we should all actually get together, band together, in a single cohesive whole that communicates point to point and really, really show a sign of support. So I'll try to get this out there, Elaine. I'll try to do it, and I'll work with Casey and whoever. So this is just, I just found out about that today.
No, that's not good news. But as you say, there are, you know, there are a number of new media out there, so it'll be good if, you know, group can band together and do a mutual effort here.
Yeah. We'll call it Brown Broadcasting. We'll have all RBN and everything else. But anyway, Casey, I'll have you. Thank you.
Nice talking to you, Fred. Nice talking to you, Elaine.
We'll have you back again. Appreciate it, Elaine. Elaine, have a great weekend.
Thank you, Casey. Thank you, Fred. Take care. Good weekend, all. God bless.
God bless everyone. Take care.
Shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside, gather from the plain. Shouting the battle cry of freedom.